I have a feeling that doing this audio challenge during the month of November, the NAPOD POMO challenge, is going to be harder than I thought. This is Paul O'Mahony talking to you from Cork, Ireland. I'm sitting in my bedroom after folding a whole load of socks and saying to myself, hang on, I adopted a theme, and what if I have absolutely nothing to add to that theme? What am I going to do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Because the theme I adopted was my reading in the month of November. And I meant it in the context of my reading of books as opposed to my reading of blog posts or news reports. And I could easily tell you that, you know, my news reports this morning were about this topic or that topic, or the menu I read last night was this, and I read all of those things. But no, this is to be about books. Now, I'm sitting here with the only books I have to say that I've read in the last few days are both called You Must Change Your Life. But I have in front of me a whole load of other books, most of which I've read some of, like Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House by Michael Wolff, Illusions by Richard Bach, The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg, Fallout by Tim Shipman, The Magnificent Desolation by Thomas O'Malley. Oh, Richard Bach's There's No Such Place as Far Away, a Lovely Love Story, Robert Harris, Conclave, The Black Swan. I could carry on giving the list, and that wouldn't be any benefit to anybody, including myself. But I could get back into reading another section of You Must Change Your Life today and recording it and putting it up on audio the way I've put the other 120-odd pages of that book up and sharing it within Lemur, so that other people can listen to it. I could actually put aside an hour today, but I haven't done it already, and it's already day three, and I have nothing to report on the past. If I'm going to keep this contemporaneous, I could report, last year I read a book, and that doesn't appeal to me at all. I'm going to talk about current life, daily life. So if I open this book by the philosopher and I read, after the partly narrative, partly analytical introduction to the planet of the practicing, the terrain of the following investigations should be sufficiently familiar in its rough outlines. Now it is time to survey the ascetological field more precisely. Okay, I'm not going to go on about this philosophical anthropology, but basically, I'm certainly not going to confine myself to just reading quotes out of books. I mean, any old fool could do that. It's more to do. I have to want to say something worth remembering. For example, worth, I don't know what, my daughter or my son's hearing about in 50 years' time. Oh, my grandfather or my father said something interesting, something relevant, something that makes sense to me about the books he was reading. Because if it isn't interesting to my children and grandchildren, it certainly won't be interesting to any casual reader. Yeah, so there we are. This is my contribution on day three of I've got to learn how to say this properly. NAPOD POMO. I'll get POMO right, and then it'll get easier to get NAPOD. NAPOD POMO. NAPOD POMO. Yeah, that's it. And I also have to go and find two pieces of other people's audios. I heard one guy yesterday talking about the best films of the year. He's coming out of the United States, and he's a kind of film reviewer. Well, broaden my world a little bit. I know a couple of other people who do film reviews too. So there we are. Cheerio from Paul O'Mahony on this Sunday, the 3rd of November.